Well, the recognition that obviously the next 12 months are really important as far as election goes. There's three key elections happening in the next year: the local council, the European parliamentary elections, and a general election. And, you know, as a campaign, we understand that we have to leverage every single opportunity we possibly can with regard to influence and pressure that comes in an election year. So effectively, you know, we've got a scheme at the moment. It's not delivering. It's not 100% clearly. It ignores the science, and also it leaves many homeowners behind for lots of different reasons. So effectively, a number of groups, so that's 100% Paddy Diver, ourselves, Meg, Roisin Gallagher with the Regis Focus Group, and also Wellman Campaign and Michael Doherty, have all been putting our heads together with regard to saying, well, do you know, we need to define very, very clearly to all politicians how we see a 100% redress scheme working, a true 100% redress scheme. So that's effectively, we have created a working document which we want to present to all affected homeowners on the 4th of March in the Angrenan Hotel. And we really want their input on it. You know, like I say, it's a working document. We have taken our experience, our knowledge from obviously much contact with affected homeowners, very much the grassroots, and put that into the document. But we also want the homeowners themselves to make their own input, because the idea would be to create what we call the people's document. And that will be exactly articulated and agreed document on exactly how those that are afflicted with this scourge see a true 100% redress scheme working, and what is needed for everybody to escape this horror.
And what's the hopes for the document in terms of whenever it is put together and finalised, what will you do with it?
Right, so the meeting on the 4th of March is to very much have a dialogue with homeowners themselves. You know, we've created the document. That's a kind of structure to be able to talk around. And then effectively, we want that dialogue and we want that information. That would then be incorporated into a final document. We've sort of got a working title of the People's Document. And that document is going to go to every single political party and every single politician in the country for a response. And that will very, very clearly set out to the electorate in terms of how they see this, where their priorities are, and whether they have any intention whatsoever of coming anywhere near what we define as a true 100% scheme. And that will inform homeowners as to who deserves their vote.